So the Zohar, Parshas Truma, day 5, Chok Yisrael, an excerpt from 168b. Posachau Rav Yerbiris Mezon of Omar. So that lad opened, explaining about the blessing after the meals. And he said, Kosev Echad Omer, one verse says, verse in Dvarim 14:23, V'chalt lifnei Hashem akechah, before Hashem, Kosev Echad Omer, one verse says, there in 16:11, right? That Samachta lifnei Hashem lekech, and you should rejoice before Hashem. So are you eating before Hashem or rejoicing before Hashem? Honeycroy, these verses, Kad Yisrael hovu sharon be'ar kedisha. It's speaking when Israel was dwelling in the Holy Land. V'schazen kamei kutcher b'ichu b'bei makdisha, and they appeared before the Holy Blessed be in the temple. Havu miskaimi. So they endured, which means they're in their full state of standing before Hashem. How? Now they endure. That they don't have the connection to the temple. It is what unites heaven and earth, plugs everything in, keeps everything together. Now that it's lacking that connection, so like how can they possibly exist? Who is able to eat before Hashem or rejoice before Hashem? So eating before Hashem means they used to eat the sacrifices in the temple before Hashem. The Kohanim and the Azorah and even Israel, there are a lot of sacrifice to eat in Yerushalayim. It's like before Hashem, the whole Kedusha, the holiness of the basement, you join around the whole Yerushalayim. And through that, there's real joy. And through that, even the rest of Eretz Israel is drawn a holiness so that people eating can feel before Hashem, rejoice before Hashem, that root connection. But now that it's not plugged in, how do we have these levels? Ella, but rather, Vada Yachuhu, certainly this is the way it is. Bekad Meis at first, Kad Yosef Banu Hashal Basari, the Meichal, when a person sits on his table to eat, he blesses on the bread, Hamotzi. My time, Hamotzi. What is the reason? The blessing is Hamotzi. Lo Motzi, and not just Hashem brings bread. It says, the one who brings bread. With the idea, with the definitive. Hoksiv, it's written in Yeshaya 42:5. It says, creates the heavens. It doesn't say, the one who creates. Osei Eretz, he makes the earth. In Pasuk in Yirmiyah 10:12. Or it doesn't say the one who makes the earth. My time, what's the reason? Hach Amotzi, it says the one who brings forth. Ella, but rather, called me in the dina, all issues that are from the secret of the concealed supernal world, referring to Bina, istasra hei mitamon, the hei is hidden from there, l'schazor dohomi alma geniza stira ihu, to show that, behold, it's from the concealed, buried world. Concealed and buried, because it's concealed from Malchus and buried from Zeranpin. Level of Bina above. Chol mi'ilan dinu mi'amad ha'sor, this Gal Yosir, and all issues that are from the lower world, that is more revealed, k'siv behe. It's written with that hey. It's written with a hey. K'siv, it's written in Yeshaya 40:26. Amotzi b'mispar tzvom, one who brings out by count their hosts. Hakori de me'ayam, one who calls to the water of the sea. Verse in Amos 9:6, Kula mirazad alma taso ihu. They're all from the secret of low world, which is referring again to Malchus. V'ichtiv b'shmoam, it's written by name, ihu v'he, it's with a he. Kigon hokel hagodol, the strong Lord, who's great. It says, the he means the one, referring to the revelation, to the Malchus. V'chadi baruch sasim, here, and it's a hidden world, and it's in a hidden way. Mirazad alma taso ihu, or rather it should be, there's a different gear, so this is learning vachu ihu ba'orach mizgalya. Here it's in a way that's revealed. Mirazad alma taso ihu, from the secret of the lower world. Given vorach ba'no shchinta asikami. Once a person blesses, the shchina comes before him. Madamar, when it says, v'yachat lefnei Hashem rakech shenit, before Hashem hochiz kol l'malala b'mili d'raisa, it's included to speak in the words of Torah. Vachit zrichin, thus is necessary. Hol v'kutcher b'ichu kamei l'kaimba. Since the Holy One, blessed be He, stands before him, was before him to stand, to give the person connection with the spirituality inside of the food. It's written in a verse in Yechezkel 41:22. This is the table that's before Hashem. It's written in Dvarim 14:26. There before Hashem lekecha. Since the person stands before his master, it's richa nami the mechon the meskeni the mason loan. It's necessary for him to favor the poor, to give to them. Just like he gives them to eat. It's like he eats before the Holy King. person gives to a poor person, that level of giving automatically elevates him into a different dimension, takes him up to be mamish before Hashem. Because in spirituality, closeness is through similarity. So the more a person is similar to Hashem, the closer he is to Hashem. He's like before Hashem, and Hashem's nature relative to us, we understand it's giving. So therefore, when a person gives, he becomes like before Hashem. It's necessary shouldn't be like a glutton on his table. Because gluttony is from the other side. It's like absolute selfishness. Like, oh, he's taking for himself. Rosador, the secret, we find that Esav said, Halitani, no, please stuff me up. He was a glutton, it says in Bereishis 25:30. Orech balonu, in the way of gluttony. This is necessary for the other side. That's the whole principles. The opposite of kedusha, it's selfishness, always taking for oneself. It comes out in the eating, always taking a very not nice way. It's written in Mishlei 13:25. And the belly of the wicked is lacking because they always want more. Because of this, it's written you shall eat before Hashem. Not before the other side. So you have a choice. That's why lechem, the word for bread, comes from milchama. It's from the same root as war. Because the time person eats his bread, he has his meal, he has a war. Is he going to eat before Hashem in Kiddush and holiness? Are you going to get strength to serve Hashem and to be attached to the spirituality inside of the food at the time of eating, make it into meditation, be attached above? Or Chas Hashem is going to the other place. It's necessary not to be busy with empty words, but needs of the meal are fine. Means you can talk, but don't talk about nonsense, because the time of eating is a time of serving Hashem. It's a person like sacrificing an offering to Hashem at the time of eating. It's necessary to be busy with words of Torah. Behold, when the words of Torah are said on the table, a person gives power to his master. Because the sparks inside of the food, which are in a state of exile, when a person learns Torah at the time of his eating, so he raises those sparks out of the state of exile and restores them to the place in Dusha, and this gives power to the Shekhinah to be revealed more in the world and manifest, which is the whole point of what we're doing here.